Continuing our 2023 Cleveland Guardians spring training coverage here on WEOL, we go back to the hotline and welcome in right-handed pitcher Cal Quantrill as he gets ready for the 2023 campaign, obviously going through spring training right now. But Cal, this will be a very busy next couple of weeks for you as you get ready to represent Team Canada in the World Baseball Classic. I got to imagine that's something you are very much looking forward to, representing your country on one of the biggest stages.
Yeah, for sure. It's an honor. It's a pretty exciting and competitive way to start the season, and I can't wait to get it going here. But obviously, we still have work to do for the guards, and that is most important, is being ready for the season and going out and trying to win a World Series this year. So just balancing the two, and,
sure.
And like you said, very excited for the next couple of weeks.
How did the you know, half-joking tampering efforts to get Vladimir Guerrero Jr. on Team Canada go? Did that not work out quite as you had hoped?
No, didn't work out too good. I guess I should have thrown him a cookie down the middle or something, see if I could have lured him in. But no, the tampering didn't work, so I'll have to wait another 4 years.
And you get a teammate joining the squad as well, albeit a bit of a new teammate in Bo Naylor. Does that kind of help with that experience, just being a new thing, representing your country, having a teammate alongside with you through that?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I've known the Naylor brothers for a long time, and would have loved to get both of them, but like I said, the most important thing is to be ready for the season. We got a job to do here with the guards, but yeah, I am super excited to have Bo with me, and obviously it'll be fun to pitch to him a ton this offseason. So starting to get familiar with each other, and he's worked his butt off this offseason. He looks great, so we're pretty excited.
Awesome. So let's talk about the upcoming season with the guards, as you've had a really, really good past two seasons. Do you kind of feel some career momentum with where you're at right now?
Yeah, I think coming to the guards has been great for me, and you know, I feel like I've started to establish myself as a starter in this league, I'm going to continue to try and do that. This game, kind of, it's a year at a time, right? So
yeah.
Proud of what I've accomplished over the last 2 years, but you know, there's still more to do this year, and obviously our team has some pretty big ambitions this year as well.
Now I know you inked the new the 1 year deal. You guys avoid arbitration, so congrats on the new 1 year deal. How big of a year does this become now for you personally, and not just, you know, from a team success standpoint, as obviously you guys look to build off the postseason outing last year, but just, you know, from a personal standpoint, how big does this year kind of become for you?
Yeah. I mean, every year is important until you. Well, I guess every year is important, even once you Jose Ramirez a deal. So for me, it's I just want to prove what I'm capable of every year. I'd love to be a Guardian for life, and you know, I think this is another step towards it. Go out and have another good season and kind of see what happens.
I think there's plenty of folks here in Cleveland that certainly would agree with that, wanting to make you a Guardian for life. As I kind of look at some of the baseball savant numbers here, you featured the cutter a lot more last year. Is that something you continue to try and work more and more into your arsenal?
Yeah, I think I've had some really good chats with our pitching department here about kind of how much we want to use each pitch and how we want to use them. I felt like last year there was just a lot of good opportunity to use the cutter. And, you know, whether or not the numbers this year will be that high, you know, it's kind of to be determined. But last year it just felt like a pitch that, you know, it was pretty safe. We could go to it in a lot of different counts. We were controlling it to both sides of the plate. And before you know it, you're throwing it 40% of the time. So a lot of times, you know, the hitters will dictate kind of how much you can use a certain pitch. And last year, obviously, the cutter was something that we went to a lot.
And the hard hit percentage, as again, just kind of looking at some of the metrics here, I mean, you did a really good job, as you have done throughout most of your career, but especially last year, just, you know, keeping the ball in the park, not giving up those hard hits. How much do you kind of pride yourself on that when you take the bump?
Yeah, for me, the overarching thought is how can we win the baseball game, right? Got to give my team a chance to win. I got to find a way to go 6-7-plus innings. A big part of that for me is limiting hard contact and finding ways to do it, not giving in any counts, and really forcing them to string together hits to beat me. And I think that's kind of what I did a good job of last year, you know, giving our team a chance to be, you know, within striking distance kind of the entire time I was pitching, and entrusting that, you know, we got some pretty good guys playing the field behind me. So if I keep the ball, you know, not hit 100 miles an hour, we should be able to catch it.
Last year was your second postseason that you've appeared in as a pro. What does that do for you in terms of kind of getting you some more exposure to those super high leverage situations? And does that kind of give you anything extra to focus on and work on throughout the course of the offseason, having appeared, in that division series and being just one game away from the championship series?
Yeah, I think postseason experience really can't be replicated. It is important. I think we wanted to take it even further than we did, but like you said, I think that experience is a good thing for all of us. That's my second one. It just leaves you wanting more. That's the only way to put it is, you know, you're just not ready for it to end. So I think that this year our goal is to see if we can't get that thing to last a little longer.
There you go. Well, Cal, last thing I have for you here, man, if you could, you know, do you have one thing in particular that you're really focused in on or maybe honed in terms of getting something ironed out this spring, working on something in particular as you get ready for the 2023 campaign?
Well, you know, I mean, it's not maybe the most exciting answer, but it's about just preparing my body for 200-plus innings. I think it's the way I can be most effective and most helpful for this team and just making sure that I'm prepared to be consistent for the long run.
It may not be the most exciting answer, Cal, but it's certainly one of the more important ones. As a couple of guys that I've talked to already, they have a similar sentiment, just trying to stay healthy and play that full 162-plus, as I'm sure you know postseason aspirations will be certainly high again. So, Cal, thank you very much for the time, man. Very much appreciate it, and best of luck to you here in 2023, wishing you nothing but success and good health your way, man.
All right, thank you.